Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Yes, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm a little decayed. Just kidding, being a little playful tonight. It has been a terrifically sunny day. We actually hit something over 50 degrees, which is highly unusual here in New England, and I can't tell you, every time you hear the show, you know how I'm desperately seeking the warm sands of my Florida home, and you know, we're just a couple of weeks away for the relocation trial, so for all of you who are on my Facebook and on my fan page who signed up for the prayer vigil on June 13th, I am grateful. Thank you. My daughter is grateful. Thank you. As many prayers for positive outcomes and personal healing in regards to this particular case is awesome. So thank you so much for that. Tonight, I am actually really excited. Believe it or not, I am not a country music fan at all. Well, unless it's, you know, like 1940s and earlier. I'm more of a folk music fan, Americana type. But somebody sent me an email and told me about this young lady who, she has a bite to her, and I love it. She's an entrepreneur. She's smart. She's sassy. Her lyrics are incredible. And ironically, she's a country music singer, songwriter, and Miss Amy Rose will be on shortly. So I'm really looking forward to picking at her brain, because she's really making some strides and pushing forward, blazing a trail for other young women to be successful. And that's why she's on the show. She's really a hot ticket. I also want to let you know, big announcement, I promised you, today is Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit. What does that mean? That means it's the first of the month. And what does that do? Say rabbit three times, and you give yourself a good blessing for the month. Old, old folklore, but I believe in it heavily. I am going to announce that I will be transferring over to GoGo Radio. You'll learn all about it. Stay on my Facebook or sign up for my newsletter so that you can learn how to tune in later. I'm thinking probably July or August, but nationally in America, I'll be on over 150 different radio shows. Internationally, it'll be streaming just like it is now, so there's not going to be too much of a difference. It's just a different channel. So that's very exciting news. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm not only going to host Living and Thriving with Rusty, but I have two other shows coming up. Shh, top secret. They're going to be exciting. So tune in, stay aware, sign up for the newsletter so that you get all of that information. I want to give a big shout-out to our sponsor for the month of June. That would be Miss Teresa. She sponsored for the last May and June, and I'm going to put on her commercial. If you want to sponsor Living and Thriving, guess what? When I move over to GoGo Radio, you're going to have an even larger presence. So don't forget to connect with me. Go to RustyMacDonald.com, RustyMacDonald.com. Click on the sponsorship and say, hey, I want to learn more. We'll make that happen. But for right now, Teresa is the goddess of the month.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
All right, so go and check out ASEA Rocks. I'm actually using it as I run and get prepared for my marathon next month, and I like it. It seems to be working for me, so I'm good. I haven't had to use my other electrolytes at all. So check it out. I'm in. I've drank the Kool-Aid, so to speak. So I'm hoping this is Miss Amy Rose out there on the other side of the phone line. Is that true?
It's true.
Hello, hello. I'm so thrilled to actually have you on the show. I was digging for some YouTube videos, and I'm like, she's just a hot ticket. This is a really cool alignment. I'm thrilled.
Aww.
So thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Great. So for those of you who are out there in Radio Land, you want to pipe in and ask Miss Amy questions, if you're feeling up to it, it's 6:35 Eastern Standard Time here in the good old U.S. of A. So most of my peeps are going to listen to this probably tomorrow, because most of the people that actually listen to the show are international. But for those of you who are local, you want to ask Miss Amy questions, the number here is 347-205-9443. So, Amy, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter from Barrie, Ontario, Canada. Been singing since I was a little girl, 5 years old, when I entered my very first singing competition and sang on stage for the first time at a local fair here. I got up and I sang Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette. And, you know, from that three-minute song, I was hooked and knew that this is what I wanted to do. And you know, the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since.
So you're a five-year-old little girl. You got the NESPA to get up on stage and sing. It's actually, lyrically and musically, it's actually quite a song for somebody with the tonality and everything. So you're a five-year-old little funky girl who wants to sing Stand By Your Man. What inspired you to do that? What was your cosmic 2x4 that kicked you in the butt to get you up on stage?
Well, I've never been a shy person, and I've always been outgoing. And, you know, I grew up in a house where country music was all that was played and all that you heard 24/7, you know, and it was one of those things where I had this Strawberry Shortcake record player. It's great. That really shows my age there. But the Strawberry Shortcake record player. And one of the very first albums that I got was like almost like a mixed CD of all the older, record, of, you know, all the older female classic singers like Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette. You know, that's what I grew up on, was the older classic country, right? And I would, you know, stay in my room 24/7, you know, singing, where most five-year-olds were out riding their bike and stuff. I was like, no, I want to sit and I want to sing. I want to, you know, be conceited. I want to look in front of the mirror, you know, stand there with my brush and sing. So, you know, we were down at a fair, and at that point my parents really didn't even know that I could sing. You know, I was just the little girl that put herself in her room and would listen to music nonstop, right? But they really didn't know that I could sing. So when we were down there, there was a contest going on, and I said to my mom and my dad, I want to get up there and I want to sing. And, you know, they were like, no, honey, it's for people that are entering to win a prize, you know. And I looked at them and my sassy attitude that I have, and I said, no, like, listen, I want to get up there and I want to sing. Like, I'm 5 years old. I've got my stuff together. I don't know why you guys are being this way.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I pulled a tantrum or something. You know, if you ask my mom, she'll go all dramatic into detail. I don't think it was as bad as what, you know, she makes it out to be, but I pulled a tantrum apparently. And, you know, so they talked to the judges and they humored me and I got up and I sang. And, you know, from that moment on, I knew that this is what I wanted to do.
All right, so you're a five-year-old sassy pants up in Canada, and folks like the old school country, like I knew, the new school country, I'm just having a hard time getting into. I'm definitely an old school girl. But I grew up in Kentucky, like I grew up in the South, so, you know, the Southern, the Spoons, the Dobro, it's just a different tonality, it's a different sound, it's a different kind of sitting on the porch in the rocking chair style,
mm-hmm.
versus a lot of what the newer stuff is. Not to say it's bad, it's just not my thing. Was your goal as a child, did you want to grow up to be a teacher, or you just absolutely for sure, unequivocally knew that this was your path?
No, you know, I never, you know, imagined myself doing anything other than, you know, singing. And, you know, from the age of, you know, five or six. You know, I wanted to be, you know, Dolly Parton. I wanted to, you know, sing on a stage, you know, day in and day out. I wanted to entertain crowds, make them laugh, make them sing along with me. You know, that's all I've ever wanted to do, you know. And there was times where I thought, you know, it's a really hard industry to break into. You know, is this the right career path for me? And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Everybody thinks about it, you know, and if they tell you they don't, they're lying because they do. There's times in our life where we're like, you know, are we really selling ourselves short? You know, is it worth, you know, hammering down doors to try to get your start or, you know, having that rejection? But you know what? At the end of the day, I know that this is what I wanted to do. This is what I was put on earth to do, you know, because I can't do anything else. I can't cook. I can't, you know. I was meant to be a singer. I was meant to be a singer so I could hire people to cook for me.
That's a good answer. I can't fold laundry for the life of me, so I got a flamethrower. My daughter's
but
not happy.
Yeah, I hate laundry. Whoever says they love laundry, they are lying.
I know. You just want to stuff them in the wash machine.
Really, you like laundry?
I don't even color sort. Do you color sort?
I don't want to talk about my poor mishap.
I hate laundry. Laundry and dishes and cleaning the toilet. Everything else, I love mopping, not because I can really get time. So, you know, getting on my hands and knees to the washcloth with some Murphy oil soap, I'm good with that, or Pine Salt.
When it comes to folding the laundry, that's when my trucker comes out. I have an inner trucker that I never knew about until I started folding laundry. I will become famous and hire somebody to do that. But he's going to be cute and doesn't speak Edinburgh English, so we don't argue. Different story. So, unfortunately, I have to tell you, I do believe that I cannot find any of the MP3s that were sent to me. So we're going to kind of do, you know, old school work here. But I wanted to play a song, and this, quite frankly, this is the song that actually landed your spot here on the show. And I want to learn more about Sunshine, but I want people to kind of hear it, and I don't know if they're going to hear it well. Studio is not working tonight, but give me a second, and we'll play about maybe a minute of it, okay?
All right.
All right.
And I would like to change to stop loving you. Why do I go on my left side? How do I begin to talk to you? Even sad, I know that I don't. My heart is weak, and I do see.
So I'm going to leave it at that. Everybody can go to YouTube.com and connect with Amy Rose. She has quite a couple of videos up there that will be of value to you. But I love Sunshine. And the only reason why I'm being very particular about this one is it actually resonated quite deeply with me personally in regards to one of my favorite topics that I teach about on an international level, which is grief and loss. And how do you really move on and find your sunshine again. So what is your story in regards to this song? And it's a beautiful video. I was disappointed you were not the widower, but I get
yeah.
to watch the background of it.
With this song, it was, you know, it took me all of, like, 2 minutes, you know, listening to the song to know 92 minutes, 2 seconds, sorry, to know that this was a song that I wanted to record. You know, reading the lyrical message in this absolutely stole me. And, you know, a lot of people can relate to this song because we've all lost someone in our lifetime that, you know, has meant the world to us, whether it be, you know, a husband, a wife, a grandfather, a grandmother, a parent, you know, a child. You know, we've all lost someone that means the world to us, and we have that simple question, and it always seems to be the hardest, and it's how. You know, how do we move forward from this pain and, you know, find our sunshine again? And, you know, with this song, it really, everybody had pictured me as this party girl, go wild, you know, type of country singer, you know, and that is the case. You know, I'm fully redneck, but, you know, with this song, I really had to dig deep, you know, to sing it and step out of my comfort zone to show people that, you know, I'm not just your party girl singer. You know, I can really dig deep and sing a ballad, you know, from the heart. And, you know, I hope I accomplished this with that, with this song. But, you know, I also, you know, with this song wanted people to see that, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, you got to reach for it.
Sarah, you didn't actually write this song. This is a song that was written for you.
Yes, I did not write the song. I wish I did.
it's a great message.
Powerful.
I was like, wow, that's great. Because, again, there are many, many people who go through some form of grief, whether it's the loss of a child, a parent, a lover, a best friend, or somebody in high school. And following my story, if you've had a chance, you know, there's been a lot of loss in my life. And I'm fortunate because I've been able to find the sunshine. But it takes a long time to really get there. So I think this particular song is a definite one of those, because we all have playlists. We have our let's get funky down and dirty playlist, and we have our let's do the dishes and clean the house playlist, and then we have our I'm feeling really emotional and, like, connected with my emotional side, and give me all my sad song playlist. And this is one of those,
yeah,
for sure.
Cool. I'm glad you like it.
I did. And that's what I actually landed you on the show. I'm like, all right, I'm not. Oh, my God. And ironically, my ex-boyfriend is Navy. I have a lot of military in my life. And so I'm even more empathetic to that. And your video is like all about, you know, the loss of a soldier. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
God.
It definitely does pull on the heartstrings. And, you know, when we went in and did this video, a lot of people were expecting, you know, they thought it was a happy song, you know, because of the title Sunshine. And, you know, when you listen to the lyrics, you really understand that that's not the case with this song. You know, it's a heartstring song that, you know, it's a grieving song.
It is. But I think it's very empowering because she goes from losing her partner to taking that one step, because that's all we can do. No matter what type of grieving that you're going through in life, all you can do is move forward. You can lie on the ground and cry all you want, and you can kick and scream and swear to God and negotiate and you know, have a temper tantrum. That's great, and that's wonderful, and you need to have those emotions. But unfortunately, you're still going to get up. You're still going to eventually go to work. You're still going to eventually move forward. And I think
that's
one of the songs that kind of helps you kick that in gear. So what I love the most about you, Miss Amy, is the fact that not only do you have, obviously, a great skill and talent, but you're an entrepreneur. So why don't you give us, like, 2 minutes and explain to us what value you feel that has, because it's not often that singer-songwriters will actually include you in the kind of day-to-day stuff. And like those of us who've written books and other people, we don't necessarily as a community realize that you only make like 5 cents an album. After all that's said and done, you only make about a nickel an album, anywhere from a nickel to ten cents. And that's because of the marketing and the production costs and, you know, the whole team that you have and everything that goes into it. So one song is like a 14-hour day. You're good. And what I love about it is you've actually videotaped some of that to really share it with your fans so that they can get a better understanding of what it takes to be Amy Rhodes. So talk to us about that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, you know, it's not all sunshine and flowers. You know,
nope.
there's a lot of, you know, preparation, and there's a huge process that goes into this work, you know, from, you know, everywhere from picking out the songs to picking out your producers to picking out the musicians, you know, and that's just, you know, recording the song, you know, that's not even getting to the process of the video, right? Going into the studio and just doing your vocal part, you're looking at 12 to 14 hours. It's not like, you know, you're going in there and you're just doing one take, right? You've got to get this song perfect, you know, radio quality ready. And, you know, in today's society, it definitely does not happen in one take. As well as, you know, I wanted fans to know, you know, going in and doing the videos, that it's not just, you know, a one-take process. You know, this is a long day, and there's people that are there, you know, rooting for you and that want to see you succeed, obviously. And you know, that's what I hoped that we would capture in these behind-the-scenes footages, you know, of the making of the videos, Sunshine, as well as Country Crazy, which is coming out, you know, and fans just love them. They love seeing the behind-the-scenes footage of what really takes place, and, you know, it's not all peaches and creams and flowers and sunshine, you know. I have my moments where I want to break down and go, oh my God, this is like such a long day. I can't take it anymore. And, you know, and then some, you know, something picks me up, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally ready to do this now.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, you and I are, you're much cuter and way more famous than I am, but the amount of work is pretty inundating. It really is. Just to have this particular radio show, it was about 17 hours worth of work for a half an hour radio show. And that's the conversations, the negotiations, the planning, and all of that. I could only imagine what it would be like to be you in the sense of actually having to record, because the first cut's never going to be the right cut. And then you have, you know, it's not. It doesn't matter if you're Sting, who's hot as hell, or Bono, who's hot as hell. They've been doing it for 30 years, but they still, even 30 years later, you know, they're not going to come walk into the room and be, you know, what I love, and I really, really, really hope and pray for you in particular, keep up that video piece, keep up that education and awareness, because a lot of these young folk think that, you know, Bruno Mars just walks on stage and he's just a one God wonder. And it's not. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes doing it over again and over again and over again, over again, and maybe over again one more time. And people don't actually understand how much work you put into what you do. So I love the videos. Keep those up. Those are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a process, but it's a process that I love. And, you know, I'm thankful that fans are really loving it. And, you know, and that's what keeps me going every day. You know, it's not the fact that these videos are getting, you know, YouTube views and, you know, good response. It's the fact that fans are watching it and they're saying, you know, hey, Amy, we love that you're doing this. You know, keep up the great work. That's what keeps me going.
So what else do you do? Do you knit? Do you? I mean, you and I both know that you don't cook. You already made the proclamation pretty clear.
Well, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Not a lot of people know, but I actually have a medical background. I'm a full-time paramedic.
My kind of girl. That is really exciting.
I'm a mom.
So I'm
a mom to three girls.
Shut the front door. I didn't expect you to be more than 22. You look pretty young.
Oh, no. No, I you know what? My oldest daughter is going to be 13 next month.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, so I have a 13-year-old, and then I have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh, good for you. How was that adventure? Because I have an 8-year-old who's turning 27 next week.
You know what? It had its moments.
Lord.
And, it's especially with traveling, you know, because I travel a lot with my career. So, you know, there's times where they're like, you know, we don't want you to leave, Mom. And I'm like, oh, it breaks your heart. You have to, though, right? You have to. I can't sell records from being in my home. So I can't sing from my home and do shows for the fans. So, you know, but all of the other day, they understand. One day, you know, one day it will be, the technology will be there and it will be possible. But, you know, for now, mommy's got to go and I've got to, you know, promote this album and I got to go out and I've got to meet and greet, right? So, yeah, I promised my 13-year-old that, you know, hopefully one day when I do strike it big, you know, that I'll introduce her to Justin Bieber, and she's pretty cool with that. So,
oh, honey, no. Who's that hottie from Ontario? Michael Bublé, that's the one you introduced her to. I know
yes.
He's married and with a kid now, but, you know, that could change. You never know.
He is attractive. I like to climb him like a tree.
Oh, spank that monkey. So it's really cool that you were able to travel, and so you have a good supportive partner.
I do. My husband is amazing. My husband is also a paramedic. So, you know, he wants nothing more than me to, you know, succeed in this industry that is, you know, crazy at times, but, you know, it's definitely an industry that I'd love to be in, you know, for the rest of my life. So, you know, he's very supportive. He's very pushing. You know, he's just great. I'm lucky to have him.
Yay. If he has any cousins or brothers that are as good, just, you know, send him my way. He's got to do dishes, though. I'm just saying. Dishes and laundry mounts.
My
I'm
husband
retiring.
Cooks. He does dishes. He cleans. He folds laundry. Because I don't know how.
Martha freaking Stewart over there, up there in Canadian land. That's awesome. All right, Amy. So you have, I have two requests for you. And because we're winding down to about a minute and a half, where do we find you? How do we, you know, connect and become your fan and, like, put your poster on our wall and, you know, have Amy Rose fever? And what is the one message that you want over 200,000 listeners to really get from tonight's show?
Yeah, so you know what? If they want to check me out, you can definitely do so at my website by visiting www.amyrosemusic.com. And from there, you'll find all of my links to my MySpace, my Twitter, I mean, my Reverb Nation, my Facebook. You know, everything is up there. You know, choose your social media of choice, right? And the message that I have for everybody is, you know, you know, every one person that doesn't want you to make it in this industry or in this world in what you love to do, you know, there's 100 more that do. So just keep knocking down doors, stay positive, stay true to yourself, and keep motivated, and just, you know, go for it. Do what you can do. Don't ever give up.
And I have to just echo that, because there are so many naysayers out there. There are so many individuals that are like, why can't you get a real job? Why can't you get a corporate job and just be 9-to-5 like the rest of us? Because it's just not the way God made me. I'm good. I'm a rebel. So I totally echo going with your heart, doing what you got to do in the meantime, but going with your heart and your soul as to what you're supposed to do. That's awesome. I love the fact that you're a paramedic, but how do you get to travel and save lives at the same time? Is it like a virtual Skype thing that I don't know about? I don't have that app.
You know what, I like I said, I've got a really great support system, so, you know, they allow me to take vacation to go do this stuff, you know, as well as my husband, you know, he's just very supportive, and again, he wants me to, you know, make it in the industry as well, so we do what we can, you know, for me to go on the road, and then, you know, I come back, and I do the paramedic thing, and, you know, and the full-time mom thing, and, oh, gosh, my life is just crazy.
it does get very crazy. It's like you don't know which end of you is up, and it's dumbfounding, because I know for me personally, it's every week I have 4 or 5 radio interviews internationally about my stuff, and I'm like, how do I hold a full-time job, be a full-time, I'm a single parent, I don't have the kind of support, but it's maddening. It's just crazy world.
Well,
so,
if you ever come to Ontario, I have got a boy for you.
Really? Is he cute? And he's got bubble butt? Is he smart?
Oh,
he can hold a conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll be there
and
tomorrow.
And he's single.
In about 8 hours. He's single, too? Connect.
He's
connect,
single. Though. And he's cute.
All right.
Woo!
I'm in. All right, so plug yourself one more time, because we have about 47 seconds. Go.
Yeah, so it's visit me at my website at www.amyrosemusic.com. That's www.amyrosemusic.com.
All right, big hugs. I love you. Keep connected with me because this was fun, and thank you.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
All right, bye. So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. We're in about 20-second countdown. I feel like I'm in, you know, Cape Canaveral getting ready to lift off on this crazy mad journey that I've signed on to. But I can tell you I love, love, love what I do, and I think you're beautiful. You mean the world to me, and I'm so glad you get to live and thrive with me. We get to walk this journey together and meet some really incredible people. Until Wednesday, I have a comedian on. Don't forget to tune in. Until next time, I love you.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.